Got it, Rex.
Yes, how are you going?
Good stuff.
Yeah, not too bad. Just a quick question. I need to get my car probably engine rebuilt. It's a Subaru 2010. Just wondering, what's the cost for one of those, a full rebuild?
What Subaru is it, sorry?
Oh, what was that?
What Subaru?
2010, sedan. WRX.
Yeah. And, like, as in a full rebuild, so bottom end, all that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't normally do rebuilds on those, so we normally just replace them with SDI bottom ends.
Yep.
So, SDI, brand new SDI bottom ends, head studs, machine work, gaskets, all that sort of thing, normally ends up at about 15K.
Okay. All right, and is that including labor and stuff?
Yeah. So that's drive in, drive out.
Oh, right. Because I asked Ultratune, they quoted me $22,000. So I was like, maybe I should call another place and just double check.
So ours is for just the engine. So I don't know if they were quoting you on a little bit more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. Did they quote you on maybe like a clutch and all that sort of thing at the same time?
Yeah. He said maybe you might need a new clutch kit.
So if it needs a clutch, the clutch is probably another 1,000 on top of that, including machining a flywheel. Then you can get your radiator cost in there if it needs a radiator, all the consumable items.
He did say that.
Yeah, so it's 15K plus any consumables. So if it needs a clutch and a radiator, you'd probably bank on about 17. And then any other bits and pieces. So, bank
without
on 18.
Without looking, it's just a guess, I guess.
Yeah, without a guess, I'd say 18. If none of that stuff's usable. If it's all been replaced recently, then it should be fine. So it should be around 15.
Yep.
Otherwise, if it all needs replacing, then, 18, let's say.
Yeah, all right. No, he did say other stuff it might need done. He did say I need a new turbo, but I'm pretty sure, can I recode the turbo?
The turbo?
Yeah.
What's actually happened to your engine?
No, I had a blown head gasket. It overheated once, not like fully overheated, but and then I got it fixed, the hose fixed from the bottom, and he did the test, and he said, oh, you've got a blown the gasket somewhere.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's why I was like, okay, I just wanted to get the ballpark figures.
Yeah, so that does throw a little bit of a spanner in the works.
Okay.
So what happens when you overheat one of these engines is, since they're aluminium, the aluminium can go soft, and once the aluminium goes soft, it's actually unusable.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah. So if it ends up, needing heads, so the issue is the heads get too soft and you can't feel the head gaskets after that. So if the heads are too soft, you'll need new heads, which adds another few grand into it, which could lead to that 22K mark.
Oh, yeah, that probably makes sense. He did say something like that also.
So if they've seen the car, they've probably got a bit of a better quote for it, because they can actually tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
From the sounds of it, 22K is pretty ballpark.
Is it? Oh, I thought...
Yeah, that's including heads and all that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, because the car's not really worth that. So I was like, what do I do? Should I just get a second-hand engine? What's your advice
second-hand,
to that?
The problem with the second-hand is you don't know what condition they're in. They might be worse than what you've got already.
All right.
Or it might be good for, a couple thousand Ks, and then it does the same thing anyway.
That's what I was kind of debating about. In the engine I want to keep the car, but I didn't think it was going to cost that expensive.
Yeah, they get pricey quick, but to rebuild it is similar cost to replacing with an SDI motor, so you wouldn't really rebuild it on these. Like, for another $1,000, it's a waste of money not to make it better.
So like secondhand blocks, can I use those if I wanted to get a cheaper, or not really?
Recommend it. Like, you can try, but it might just shoot itself. Like, you might have the second hand block, the bearings might be pretty much ready to let go, or the pistons might be starting to crack, which is very common on 2.5 liters.
Yeah.
So you could slam it in there and get, a couple thousand Ks out of it, and then have to do all again, and you've just wasted all that money.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's not worth it.
What should I do then? I don't know. You must have people that ask this same question.
Yeah, normally the only two options, there's three options. One is you can sell it on Marketplace as it is, very low, because you're going to get barely anything for it, because everyone knows what these things are worth to fix. So, you might get $3,000 for it, maybe, 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Or you can go trade it in the dealership, and get, you know, maybe closer to 10.
Yeah.
Depending on what they offer you. Like a car yard or something like that. The only way actually out of it is to put an STI motor in it, which is that 15 with heads, 22 somewhere, you know. Like, you've got to spend some big money on it to actually fix the thing properly.
Yeah. Okay. So, is that just, like, from where do I get this, like, where do you get the engine from? Is it, like, all the stuff you've got, or is it stuff you've
We've got stuff here already. So, we've got brand new STI motors here from Subaru. So, they're literally crate motors.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we put head studs in them, machine them, service the heads, and then, obviously, if the heads are no good, we test them first. So, we test if they're hard or not, and then if it needs new heads, then we get brand new Subaru heads.
Okay. Is that extra cost?
The heads to replace them, definitely. So the heads are pretty pricey. They're about 4K for the castings.
Yeah. I was looking online. All right.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, not guaranteed that if the heads are not cracked.
Yeah,
or...
so if the heads are good, it's about 15. If they're cracked or soft, then you add another 4 to 5K straight off the bat on it.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's, like, nearly 22 grand anyway.
Yeah, so 22K is pretty right if they've quoted you on replacing the heads too.
All right, no, that's right. That's fine. I was just wanted to double check with someone who specializes in Subarus or does it every day anyway. So
yeah, their pricing seems pretty right. Don't know what parts they're going to use or you know if they're actually doing the same as what we'd be doing here. But from the sounds of it, it sounds about right.
All right, thank you for that.
All good. Too easy.
Look, I was going to ask you a quick question. If I decide to get the engine removed and bring over the car to you, is that any difference or is it just pretty much the same?
We prefer it not to be removed.
Ah, right.
Yeah. So if it's removed when it gets here, we don't really know what we're working with. So it actually makes it a lot harder. Yeah. So we've got the car here with the whole, we know where all the parts go. We know what came off that car. Otherwise, if we just get an engine, we don't know what you've got and what's missing.
Yep. All right. All right. Cool. Thank you for that.
All good. Too easy.
All right. Bye.